Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined at the NFL Combine by Bears General Manager Ryan Pace. And Ryan, let's talk about the Combine. What role does it play in the entire evaluation process when you're looking at these college guys coming out?
And we're putting this whole puzzle together. And this is one of the pieces. I think we do have to be careful that we don't overanalyze this. You know, I mean, the main focal point is obviously them on film in college, how they are as football players. This is part of the process. You know, I get a lot out of the nighttime interviews when we get to know the person, and the medical that comes out of the combine is important. But as far as the actual evaluation, that's more on the film, honestly.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that because there's so much made of the numbers here and everything that happens. It seems like some people tend to forget what they actually did on the field during college. How important is it to keep reminding yourself of that and putting on the tape and saying, this is what he's like as a football player?
It happens a lot. You know, a lot of mistakes are made at the combine. I think there's certain measurables that we value more than others, you know, per position. You know, there's things that we're looking at for corner that we value more than what we're looking at for an outside linebacker. And I think with those measurables, seeing them side-by-side comparison is helpful, especially when we're splitting hairs on players in the draft. But again, we got to remind ourselves the number one focus is what they are on film as football players first.
A lot gets done here at the Combine. There's the Wonderlic test, there's the interviews, there's the 40 everybody knows about, there's the bench press, there's all that kind of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing? What do you put the most stock in when you look back?
Really, the interviews with the players, the interviews, that's the most important thing. I mean, the measurables are important, and again, it varies by position. So there's certain things, hey, if this was a certain measurable that we really valued for the position, and he fell well below the cutoff for us, it would throw up a red flag. It might make us go back and look at that player a little harder on tape, but I don't think it should override what we're seeing on tape. Because we know some guys play faster than they're going to run here, and there's all these variables that can affect how they test, and you just got to be cautious with that.
With all the evaluation you guys do about prospects coming into this, you basically know everything about them. So what are you trying to glean in those interviews when you have them sitting down there in front of you for 15 minutes?
And that's a good question, because I think you only got 15 minutes and the clock is ticking. So we already know most of their makeup and their background and where they're from and all that. So we don't want to waste a lot of time talking about that. I like to get as quick as we can to the football intelligence. So that's our coaches are in there. So we can quickly get to, hey, going over some film or have them drawing up a play on the board and get to the football intelligence part of it. That's, if there's one thing I'm gaining from the interviews, it's their football IQ.
How difficult is it? Because these guys, and they all talk about it freely, that their agents and everybody that they're working with, they coach them up, they ask them every possible question, so they're pretty much programmed to answer. How do you kind of sift through that and get to know the information you want to get?
You can tell they're definitely programmed. A lot of them are, and you can sense it right away when they come in the room. But there's things you can say to unsettle them a little bit. And again, I think when we start talking football, no matter how much the agents have prepared them, when we're talking X's and O's, that could go any direction, so I don't think that's as rehearsed as, hey, tell me about your family and your background and all that. We try to get more to the football. Again, we already have, our scouts do an excellent job gathering all the characters, so I feel like we're really strong in that area. We got to find out about their football IQ, and I don't think they can be rehearsed when they do that part.
Great stuff, Ryan. I really appreciate it, and thanks for watching ChicagoBears.com.